Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
Back to old school with DP and J on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
We are back, Jay Foreman, Austin Norman, man. Look, there we'll, in the future, we'll be having a podcast, but it'll be behind a paywall. Won't be expensive. Trust me.
It'll be worth it.
It will be worth it. But I'm going to tell a story about playing against Austin's Indianapolis Colts. This is back when Edgerrin James was just annihilating the league. And so what they used to do, we used to have projectors. This is how long ago it was. I'm aging myself. And they would have the pictures up and stats and all that. Well, they did Peyton. They did, I think, Dilger and Pollard. And then they did, obviously, Marvin Harrison. They talked about the different linemen and all that. I was like, dang, where are Edgerrin James at? Click. Big old thing of Edgerrin James. Color picture, too, because all of them were black and white. Stats and all this, da da da. And Edgerrin had like an MCL. He had something like wrong with his knee, but he still was playing. We knew he was gonna play. And so the message was, listen, ain't no dude coming up in here with dreads in his mouth or dreads and gold in his mouth doing bleepity bleep up in here. This is our home. And he's like, oh, he got, now first of all, he had an MCL sprain, I think. He's like, oh, he got an ACL sprain. He's like, you know what? I want that out. Right? He's like, matter of fact, I want that out. He's like, I want that ACL on the 50-yard line. Crank up the John Deere. This is the best part. And get his you know what off the field. Yo, when I tell you we left that locker room hype, I know they went 3-and-out for the first 3 series. Then reality set in. Then Peyton was like, all right, we figured this stuff out. We were hitting Peyton, talking all types of noise. They weren't getting nothing going. Next thing you know, everybody started getting their rocks off, and that was it. But I'm telling you, though, some of those things, man, I'm telling you, as I'm thinking about this stuff, some of these coaches, but I will tell you this. I'll tell you a quick story. I messed up one time. I thought I was right. It was a flat 7 combination. I took the flat early. I took what they call the.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Cheese, which I was, you know, a young, you know, outside line in this defense, and the GM was in there in film review, and I thought I was right, and yo, Greg Williams and Jerry Gray gave me work.
The business?
Yes, I thought I had a good game, and it was dumb. It's a dumb mentality, but it's the NFL mentality. You take care of your business, you're here another week. You're here another year. You have a good year. You're, you know, whatever. And I was in a contract year. I was in my 4th year. But, man, when I tell you I left that meeting when my feelings hurt because of that one play, and you feel like everybody looking at you. Like, dang, he called you, you know, dumb M&F-er. Well, after I got over that, I realized what I did wrong. We played the Jets on the road there later in the season. Big 3rd down. I end up playing, you know, deep to short. Come up on Richie Anderson, hit him hard enough where he's turning it, ends up being a pass breakup. We end up winning the game. It's an improvement. So I was like, listen, sometimes the delivery isn't what you'd like, but if you listen to get to the message, it ends up working itself out. That's why I can respect, you know, delivery of the likes of Greg Williams and some other coaches. Mm. And that's the way, look, we have McBride. He told me before. Coach D. Listen, Coach D was like, you ain't good enough. See you.
There's the door. Don't let hitch on the way.
Nobody else wants you. I wasn't going to play receiver, so ain't nobody else wants you. Coach McBride told me one time, he took out his dentures. He said, if you go out there and play scared, your teeth going to look like mine. I was scared of you know what when I went out there, man. Me and Octavius McFarland. Boy, I was dookieing down in my pants, man, when we played Oklahoma State. And it was hot, too. Man, well, anyway, that's a good time, man. Anyways, happy hump day. Happy good weather. Jay Foreman, Austin Orman. We'll be back tomorrow. We got my man Grayson coming in from 5 to 6. He's a trainer extraordinaire for a lot of my basketball kids go over there, football kids. He does a lot of great work. It's going to be really good to dive into his perspective from some of the things we talk about with club basketball. Thirsty Thursday tomorrow. We know Strick's going to be hype. It's his holiday. I might even participate till next tomorrow. So anyways, appreciate you. Appreciate the text line. I did get back up. Holler at you tomorrow.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.